All right, who's going to host? I think Ethan should host because he's hosting already.
Are we recording already?
We are recording now.
I feel like me and Tyler should not have to talk the entire episode.
But we're here judging.
We've supplied two episodes in a row by ourselves.
That's not You're my welcome. Fault. That's because I forgot.
All right. So
what number are we on? Who cares? Welcome to... Are we recording?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to episode number... Just playing. No one cares. Welcome to episode you don't know, I don't know, so it's not important. I'm Ethan, and I'm joined on my physical left by Will.
It's episode 107.
Continuing clockwise, Tyler.
Hello, I'm here as always.
And then the last one. What's up?
Ooh, those are nice waveforms.
Those are nice waveforms. And we are in the physical space.
Are you first just intentionally? Are you intentionally?
Not intentionally. I plan to drink.
Okay, because maybe drink when you're not talking.
So just a quick update. It's currently the time that we would stop recording.
Yes.
Long story short.
Okay.
Tyler's laptop is dead.
Yes.
So now everyone's at my place. We're recording off my computer.
You have a place.
I have a place.
You have an apartment.
Yes. Cheers to not living in people's homes anymore.
Wait, isn't your own home a
isn't this home?
Other people's
from somebody else's though?
You can leave. I think we're good with three people.
Actually can't leave. I am too drunk to drive already.
I do have a patio. I don't have a sleeping bag, but gated. You're welcome.
He has a gated patio.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so yeah, we're all in the same room. All four of us are actually here on an episode. Ethan has an apartment. You set up all the insurance stuff.
I've had to learn what it takes to get an apartment.
Yeah.
Do all that. Also tried Amazon Hub for the first time.
Okay.
Which I was like, why would you do this? This is less convenient for me as a consumer. And then I realized to have one place to drop packages off in an apartment complex is enormously valuable to delivery drivers. So I'm like, okay, I'll eat the cost.
What's an Amazon Hub?
It's a competitor to Pornhub.
It's essentially what I imagine.
Wow. Bezos, he's really, really since spiraling ever since.
Well, now he's open to explore all sorts of business ventures ever since his wife stole his rocket.
The sex dungeon should have tipped you off.
Interestingly enough, she's the one who asked for it in the splitting of assets.
Oh, she was asking for it with the way she was dressed?
Actually, she got a divorce because Bezos hasn't been able to split her assets.
Are we doing commentary on our Dungeons & Dragons now?
Well, so yeah, there's a couple stories in one. One is the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The other is that Tyler has a history with this apartment.
Complex.
And also, okay, all right, And the reason why we are not using Tyler's technology. Hence the reason why it took us an hour to get started.
Well, yes. Let's just go in order of that. So you have the apartment.
Yes.
And number two on the list is Tyler's history.
I
walked in and I was like, this looks really familiar. And Tyler, why does this look so familiar?
Because this was not this physical apartment, but this complex. I used to live here. And this layout of this, this is the same model that I used
to
live in.
Like the exact same.
Yeah. So, and if from what I remember correctly, this is the upgraded, this is the, the XL size. Ooh. Of the fancier one.
It's like yours but better.
Yeah, I think it has. I think the slim model has like only just the master bedroom,
uh-huh,
and one bath. So you get the XL, you got the deluxe.
So you know how when you always go back to some place, it always feels smaller than it was.
It does feel
does
much
this
smaller.
Feel the exact same size because it's the XL.
Well, because it has less furniture in it
and less Brian Matthews.
Hi, Brian. If you're probably not listening because you have a life, but yeah, This is where former guest of the show, Brian Matthews, has been on, and my current co-host on Discographers. He used to sleep down that in that hallway.
Club.fail YouTube.
What?
What's the Discographers?
Discographers? It's a podcast I do with Brian Matthews.
Yeah, I'm going to start a new channel called Disco Graphers.
Okay.
It's going to be all graph-based about the history of disco.
I would listen to that.
Here's the graph that shows the popularity of disco. Tune in next week for another graph.
For the decline of disco. We only have two episodes planned.
All right, what was number three on the docket? Why we're so late?
Yes. So
yes.
So related to part, I think was it one that my laptop was dead?
Laptop's broken is docket one.
Yeah, so I don't want to bore people, but basically we couldn't get Ethan's computer working because, one and two are actually really tied together because Ethan's new apartment doesn't have internet.
Not yet.
And so we couldn't just download the drivers. I had to rip out my old, I tried to rip the hard drive out of my computer, but we couldn't get to plug in, and then we had issues. It's all boring and doesn't matter.
I agree.
And, yeah.
It all boiled down to our, soundboard thing that we use wasn't plugged in.
Yes, because we had tried, four different ways to get sound to record onto the laptop, and I didn't reset everything correctly.
Yeah, Will, what were you and I doing while this was all going on?
We were riffing about watching you play The Witcher 3, and while I was miming holding the microphone that wasn't actually recording anything. Yeah, we were making a Let's Play without recording anything.
And, back in the olden days, that was just like playing video games with your friends. That's what it was called.
Tyler, you're old.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler, nobody plays games. They stream.
If it's not recorded.
Their fans. Nobody has friends. Nobody plays. This is the grind now, okay? This is what it takes to get there.
Okay.
If you're not recording it, it never happened. You didn't exist.
Hey, tell that to my ex-wife.
What'd you say? I don't have an audio recording of that. Did it happen? I don't know.
So, totally unrelated and hopefully interesting.
Actually, it's time to wrap up. So, thank you for listening to...
Get the hell out of my house.
Archer, so, because it's been so long since we've talked.
I know, it's been great.
Yeah, it has. On your recommendation, you talked about the Joe Rogan podcast. You've recommended.
Hold on, my recommendation?
Well, okay, your recommendation was, you kept bringing up on Joe Rogan, this happened. he had this person on. It was really interesting. It has the Alex Jones and Elon Musk stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went on YouTube and I subscribed to Joe Rogan.
Oh, snap.
On your recommendation. And so I just wanted to kind of give an update.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk about what your favorite Joe Rogan podcast.
I skip all the MMA ones. Mm-hmm. I haven't even, didn't even give him a chance.
Nope.
I feel like he has comedians.
There's a lot of right channel garbage going on.
There's a lot of high channel garbage going on.
High channel garbage. I mean, it kind of looks nice, but not for me. It's a little not a Hawaiian shirt kind of guy.
Whatever. He has either MMA fighters, comedians, mm-hmm. and then he has like either authors or politicians seems general.
I mean, he has comedians, actors. Those are big because he's in LA actually he's closer to whatever.
I don't
know
where he lives.
California.
I don't need to know where he lives. But yeah. I'll listen. And so it's like you said, you don't need to watch all of them. But when you see a name you recognize.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. There was one lady who has totally writing conspiracy theory books.
Oh, yeah.
And this lady's just crazy. especially when she said that she was like, oh, yeah, so my book about Area 51, And she said something about why it was named Area 51, and it wasn't because on the map it's literally Area 51 that's next to Area 52.
Like, well, the five represents
the lives
of the soldiers who were lost in the creation of the word area, and the one, well.
Well, yeah, or yeah, it, so it was just. I was like, oh, yeah, this lady's crazy, but it was interesting to listen to, and.
I'm glad to hear that Joe Rogan has added value to your life.
I didn't say that.
All right, fine. I'll backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
But one thing I like about his show in particular is he'll usually just like let people talk.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to hear. And
he did the guy from Adam Ruins Everything.
Yeah.
On that one, they were talking about, I think it was trans athletes and whether it was. Whatever it was, but you know, the
like you want to switch from running to like shot putting.
That's the one sport where you do like the shooting and
Mike,
skiing.
Ethan, if you're gonna talk into the microphone.
That's the sport where you do the shooting and the skiing and the swimming, right?
Triathlon. That sounds about right. Okay. Continue.
It was about being in weight classes.
Yeah, it was. You know, if you were, yeah, it, and they had a disagreement, and that was the one time that I saw Joe Rogan like really like I don't want to take any stance on either way because it's a very complicated issue, but sure. Joe Rogan did very much disagreed, and he made sure and say, I disagree. You know, I don't think that.
Yeah, in a way, you could say that Adam ruined his interview with Joe Rogan because he was not as open-minded as someone might expect him to want to be. I don't know. I don't care.
So, is open-mindedness the ultimate virtue?
No.
In that context?
What?
Which position did Joe Rogan take on the whole
The shortest one.
Issue?
Missionary?
So, I think it was Adam from Adam Ruins Everything was saying that that all sports should be all sports are male or designed by men, and that way their men are naturally going to be better at all sports than women.
You haven't seen professional child rearing.
No, I haven't. But so that was like one thing, and then when you introduce transitioning into that from one gender to another, that Will just got up and standing.
He got up.
I feel more comfortable.
Will
like
got
this.
Up okay. and positioned himself as if he was ready to take a stance in a debate.
A literal stance.
So no, yeah, but yeah, the and Adam was like, oh, you know, it, we should, you know, it's. It's okay. It's okay for someone who was born a man and transitioned to be a woman should be in the women's leagues of whatever sport that person wants to play in. And Joe was saying, "Well, no. I mean, he's naturally just because of how you know that's even if he goes through the transition, he's still that person is still going to be innately." Stronger or fat, you know, the muscles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was the two sides of the conversation.
Okay. What are your guys' opinions on?
I mean, I hold Joe Rogan's position. Joe Rogan, one of his argument. I'm.
And by the way, that's my crappy retelling of Joe Rogan.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan. Relative to what he puts out, I do not listen to him much. I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan, but I do not listen to his podcast because I'm a fan of him. I pull in portions of it in particular episodes based on the guest. But
yeah.
I think, from my understanding, your articulation of his position is accurate. And like, if, say, for instance, you have a woman competing in women's sports and she's been on performance-enhancing steroids and testosterone her whole life from the day she was born, that would change her physiology and her, you know, to the point of.
That's the question.
Does it change it enough?
Yeah.
Does it change it enough to grow up as a man, and then
another
to
thing
to develop biologically?
No, well, that's another. I don't think that's the right question because
can you not chew into the microphone? Sorry.
Now, do we think Ethan?
You've triggered Tyler.
Sorry, I'm because of my laptop.
About trans athletes.
He's like,
you have to chew ice in the microphone.
The hell, man. And I frankly, I have to agree. I can see the waveforms here.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Sorry. I'm not going to be editing this one because I don't have a laptop. See earlier, but I do. My ears are attuned to those kinds of sounds.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking
is the gender like transition, like the treatment for that, going to like change your, I guess, biology or physiology enough to like put you in a similar like weight class or like strength class as the same like gender?
If I
the gender you're transitioning to,
I'm
because my understanding of it is that it doesn't, and that it's more of a hormone thing.
Oh, so but if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, it's right. You have somebody who goes through who's beginning. Let's say they're beginning whatever transition, the transition process is with mm-hmm. hormone supplementation, surgery, whatever it may be. If you are doing that. It doesn't change your physiology or your, let's say, your capabilities physically enough to warrant.
Yeah, I mean, like the muscle development. Is that a thing? What's the?
So what I was talking about, I guess, is specifically about male transition to female. Right. Mm-hmm. If you have a female athlete who's been on testosterone her whole life, she will have an advantage to the female athletes who do not have access to testosterone
mm-hmm.
due to their biology. That's what, I mean, that's a man.
Well, they should start doing testosterone.
Right, women should be men in sports.
Yeah.
Is that your position?
I mean, Daniel Tosh had a bit a while ago.
I think that fixed everything. Is just
if you're going to do sports, like, we should just let them take all the performance enhancing drugs because if you're watching it for the like the sport, let them.
I know that's a joke, yeah. But I would be very interested to see that happen. And I mean,
just be so tragic. I think that
they would all be dead in 10 years.
Yeah,
but
no, so, I mean, who cares?
So like,
after
prisons? Is that who we?
But it would be interesting just to know like what is the absolute peak. Mm-hmm. Human physical condition, like with
well, that's why
everything.
Sports were like a thing, right? The Olympics were a thing,
right? But that was also before, you know.
Right, we figured out medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's totally in line because, in some sense, it's what is the human body capable of,
mm-hmm.
and I don't. For me personally, that's not necessarily restrained to. That's interesting. That opens up a lot of things. It's not restrained to the athlete themselves.
And
it is how can humanity improve upon the capacity of the athlete, but then you get into some weird like Olympic
are
eugenics,
you talking about like genetic, yeah, genetic
well
yeah
even,
I mean
even
yeah that opens up a whole weird
even,
a whole weird thing.
It's how herd animals have been farm animals have been created where
even if you take first. All of like you know all drugs off the table and you're just talking about access to training facilities,
mm-hmm.
And they talked about this on Joe Rogan too, like there are certain countries that have, you know, they have these institutions of training where, you know, like if you're in the United States, you have access to places, you know, you can do these great swimming mm-hmm. trainers and programs and all this stuff that's completely non-drug related. But then you go to a third world country and they do not have access to any of those things.
Not even water.
So naturally,
look at just nutrition.
So exactly. Yeah,
just
that,
nutrition.
Yeah.
Dietary intake.
So yeah, that's not going to be so. Even just even the fact that you were born or have the ability to train in a certain country is now an advantage over another
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I thought was interesting that they talked about in the episode was Joe Rogan and kind of this is a kind of a part where I think he was not on the right side of things. Where Joe Rogan was saying that the idea, the topic of when should if somebody wants to, you know, if somebody is going to transition, when should, what age is that appropriate? And there are, you know, they're talking about, well, there's children who identify as not the gender that they were born as, and they start taking the
hormones.
The hormones, and, you know, they start that whole process, but they're like 4 years old or 10 years old. And Joe is like, no, that's way too young. And I understand that, where, you know, the reason why we have like laws about, you know, minors can't make these decisions is because, you know, the brains aren't fully formed. And I get that. And, but Joe was just like, yeah, no, they should stop whining and be what they're born as until they're 18, and then they can start transitioning. And Adam,
well, it's just tough because that's a race condition, right? Like, not race in the racial way, but race condition in the programming way, where, like, in order for one thing to happen, something else has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time that that first thing is able to happen,
yeah,
the second one
hasn't
actually been completed. So, like, if you have to wait until you're 18 to make that decision that requires you to start earlier,
right?
Then what? Like,
Adam was also bringing up, well, you know, if you are in the same as I think, homosexuality, you know, where you can't come out as what you mm-hmm. want to be or what you are, you know, that whole thing, there's like a huge depression of you trying, you know, rate, because you're
right.
not, you don't feel like you are being yourself. And Joe is just like, oh, well, yeah, well, they just need to stop being pussies and just, you know, you're born with a penis, just, you know, own it, be that until you're old enough to change. And it's just like,
I haven't heard it, no. So I'm not arguing no. that. That's that in was, any way. He may have articulated his position exactly
that
way.
He repeated it a few times.
I've heard him essentially say his point a very small handful of times, and he's presented it much more
eloquently,
empathetically, let's say, okay, than that. But let's go with it from your
my description.
My
bad retelling of it.
So, I mean, on the topic of Joe Rogan, but also kind of transitioning.
Are we transitioning from trans?
Man, what a transition.
Oh boy.
I got your joke, but I wanted to take it. So, for the record, I was trying to take it.
So there was this thing, I'm sure you guys are familiar with, like, deep fakes.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Using technology.
All my favorite videos are deep fakes.
We don't hang out. Politics, huh? no, okay, so there's this thing where you can take some information, like a sound clip
mm-hmm.
from someone talking, and that, you know, when you record something, it becomes data. You can take that, analyze it, and use computers and technology to...
those pesky things.
to make Amazon Hub videos.
To make any kind of video, really. But what happened recently, and Google sort of demoed this, and they're pretty good at it. They mm-hmm. demoed it a little while ago. You can recreate someone's voice based off of some
yeah.
sample data. And so, you know, Joe Rogan has a lot of sample data
True.
Out there.
Yeah.
And it's very high quality. As
I've
as
heard
you know.
This. Yeah.
Good to know. So I thought it would be interesting to play some of the Joe Rogan material.
Okay.
That was generated because
now is the so the voice you said is the voice mm-hmm. and the tones and all that that is generated by a computer artificially. Is the actual content?
Yeah, someone computer. Wrote it out. It's like typing out an essay.
Okay, and then having the computer voice speak.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I wanted to. What's up?
How long until the Joe Rogan keyboard?
I think it might exist already.
I think this
that
might
sounds
be it.
Dope.
He only has thousands of hours of audio out online.
No, Adobe, like a couple of years ago, had a thing built into their audio editing tool that was like, you can take this snippet and the more of a snippet you have, the better yeah. the result. But it's like in Photoshop, where you
the cloning
can, like,
tool.
Fill in an area. Yeah, or a cloning tool. It's like...
I
it
hope
just
the,
generates its own.
I hope the first one is MMA sucks.
And there's a website where you can go and you can actually play like Joe Rogan real or fake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like you do a side by side, yeah.
but wow. I thought I'd just play the.
I would just like to say that I've been artificially created.
Yeah, Tyler's not even here right now.
The day one person makes a deep fake of talking fail,
we've made it. Yeah, we're good. Done. We retire.
Yeah,
just cash in all that deep fake money.
Deep fake money.
Deep fake money.
Episode title.
So here's the one that I have. Okay. And I'll just put it up to the thing.
Yeah.
We'll see how it turns out.
Sorry.
Friends, I've got something new to tell all of you. I've decided to sponsor a hockey team made up entirely of chimps. I'm tired of people telling me that chimps are not capable of kicking human ass in sports. Chimps are just superior athletes. And these chimps have been working out hard. They're throwing kettlebells, battle ropes, everything. I've got them on a strict diet of bone broth and elk meat. These chimps will rip your balls off. Goddamn, it's impressive. All I got to say is, see you on the ice, folks.
See, what I picked up when I first watched that, and then again, was, of course, how do you control the cadence of that? That sounds like Joe Rogan reading something.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't sound like Joe Rogan speaking.
I could tell there was the cadence, you know, it was a little choppy. Yeah.
Well, what if I told you that was actually...
What?
Then why did he have to type it out to read it?
Because this is all a troll. But there is a website you guys should go. You should play. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it in time for this. Sure. I thought it'd be interesting to play, but you know, here we are.
That's
plus,
all right.
I think we're gonna run short on time. So.
Well, I mean, we've already been recording for So, Will, how's it going over there?
It's good. Things are good. So I was thinking Joe Rogan. My thoughts on Joe Rogan. So he's bald.
Yes.
Why doesn't he have a brand of Joe Rogaine?
but it's like muscle supplements.
Yeah, and he starts talking about MMA when you put it in and you suddenly love MMA.
Okay.
And all that stuff. Really all I know about Joe Rogan is MMA and Fear Factor. You put it in
also,
and you love
also on news radio. Yeah.
And you start just like throwing buckets of worms on people, but your hair stays there. So.
Okay.
That's all I had to say on Joe Rogan.
Do you guys want to play real or fake with
sure.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to turn up your
mic. Ooh, new segment. Real or fake.
Real or fake, and then we generate a bunch of
So
fakes.
Was it we would call this like Rogan
deep,
or
deep fakes or deep truths?
Rogan or Fogan?
It works for me.
You know, like FAUX.
Yeah.
For the
Faux.
Literally challenged.
Are you going to be able to drive home tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's driving? Just pushing some buttons.
And you just type
okay,
in where
Archer,
you want to go in your
people
test.
People don't drive via Uber. The way.
Oh. Wait, what's driving then?
Not the back seat.
All right, so first example, I guess. Okay. First question. Let's see if this works.
Fantastic old world craftsmanship that you just don't see anymore.
That's real.
All right, are we doing real or are we doing fake?
Real.
I feel like that was real.
I think that was
also
real.
I don't know if you can see it shows it, it. I literally have the buttons to press here, so I don't
you
know.
Yeah, you don't know. I would
which
lean
means
towards
we're
going to
take bets.
Real.
Play along at home.
Okay. I will lean towards real. Will, based on your no knowledge of Joe Rogan,
I'm going to say. It's not a deep fake, and it's not Joe Rogan. It's a Joe Rogan impersonator.
Oh, man, he's good.
He's so good.
He's so good.
All right. All right, so we're going to say it's real,
okay.
Except for Will's, which yeah. There isn't an option for...
Half fake.
Half fake? Okay, I'll half press it. So I'll hit it real. Right, it was real.
Woo!
All
okay.
Right,
half right.
One for one. One for points. One.
I get
just
half
keep track
point.
At home, what? Anna.
Anna,
that's her role at this point.
It's just doing the math that we don't want to do.
All right, number two.
Okay.
Some of you just need to improve the quality of your existence on Earth. You got to do the right things.
I mean, frankly, I'm judging it by the words. I'm judging it by what he's saying. I'm not judging it by how it sounds.
Well, can you hear it? You can hear it, like, well enough, right?
Can you do it again?
Some of you just need to improve the quality of your your existence fake. On Earth.
If I'm going by the audio, fake. If I'm going by the content of his words, real.
Okay. I think it's fake, too.
I think it's real.
He thinks it's real. All right. Will?
I'm gonna have to say that it's Bill Cosby.
Okay. So I guess Will two can't votes drive are fake. Home
officially.
So you know, Ethan and I said fake. You said real. Mm-hmm. It's fake,
Cosby.
It's fake.
When Cosby. All
right. All right. Let's do three. What's number three?
Ethan is a mess today.
Today?
She borrowed the book from him many years ago and hasn't yet returned it.
It sounds fake.
I think fake.
I think that one was fake, too.
Fake.
I'm going to go real.
It was fake.
Mm. All right.
All right, number four.
You are much less likely to injure yourself if you do it correctly.
Real.
Sorry, that's just...
just out of context. Out of context, Joe Rogan.
All right.
Can you send me that snippet? I want audio memes.
That's my new ringtone.
You are much... you use ringtones. Oh, speaking of ringtones. No, I'm not going to do it. I got a phone call right now.
Okay.
And so, the reason I laughed is I was like, maybe we take it on the air.
No.
I'd rather not. It's my ex-wife.
Okay. I'll lean towards real.
So I have to edit
real.
This.
You don't have to edit this. My bronchitis?
I don't have a computer to edit this on, so I asked Will to do it.
Oh.
Because of the other... of
Mills,
the
Mills,
of
Mills, 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 Mills.
That's so weird that you would say a random person's name... That's Wait. Not Tyler's last name. That's so crazy. That's really weird, guys, right?
Are you guys done doing your show and we're going to do the one that we're doing together now?
Real, sure.
What did we say it was?
What was
I
the,
feel like
what
you
was
and
the,
I
do
agreed
we,
on
do we
it.
Need, do,
oh, didn't we play it?
Well, we did.
You are much less likely
real.
To injure yourself
real.
If you do it correctly.
What did you think?
Yeah, I'll go real. I think I originally said the fake, but now that I've heard it.
It was real.
It's the pauses in between what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, baby.
Healthy local ingredients, farm fresh ingredients.
Fake.
Fresh. That's real.
I think it's fake.
Oh boy. I think it's real.
See, Joe Rogan is very healthy, so I'm gonna say real.
It was real.
Man,
look
I am,
at that. We have one, two, three more. We have three more.
Okay.
You guys want to finish them out?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool. Let's do it. I think that was fake. What do you guys think?
Could be real.
Yeah.
You could have just skipped it.
It was.
Turning it into a whole thing.
I know. So based on his facial expression, I think that...
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it, folks. I could definitely tell.
Real.
Yeah, that one's
Ooh,
tough.
That's
that one's
really
real tough.
Tough. Because it's what he would talk about, but uh-huh. in a way that I wouldn't expect him to say.
You know, Rogan and Jerky, they go together like Rogan and Jerky.
Play it one more time.
No.
No.
Yeah, we don't need to drag this out, Ethan. Just pick a stance.
Pick one at random.
Will, the longer this takes, the better you'll be.
I'm going to say
you
it was fake.
Leave at some point.
Mic drop, but not literally.
Mic brush.
Mike Brush sounds like a TV
that's,
host.
That's really
Hi,
tough.
I'm Mike Brush, and welcome to The Family Feud.
The Feud.
Play it one more time. This is there's stakes here. I'm 100% right now.
No, it's Jerky.
Oh.
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it, folks. I could definitely tell.
Ooh, that's hard.
Okay, I'm one more.
Oh, my God.
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it, folks.
Why
I can definitely tell.
Why is he talking to Jerky? This is the part I don't understand.
Deer jerky.
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it.
What's
comma.
Four tonight
I
ago?
Can tell. Signed, Faux Rogan.
That year, Joe Rogan died in the Civil War.
Of a diabetic collapse.
All right, Ethan, it's now or never. What do you think it is?
Real.
Is it Joe or foe?
Foe Rogan.
Oh, man, this pun works really well. Rogan.
Foe.
What? Why do we have to change Rogan? That's the one real part.
Joe Fogan? Joe Rofan?
Ro Fogan.
Joe Fogan.
Joe okay. or Fogan?
Joe Jor.
Ro Fogan is his twin with hair.
Okay, is it real or not?
I need an answer from
real.
Ethan.
I said real.
I said it was fake. You said it was fake.
I'm going back to real.
You're saying real. What do you say it is, Will?
Show me foe.
It was real.
Woo!
This is not a regular occurrence, neighbors.
Ethan's going to get a noise complaint within how many days?
Sorry, that was my podcast. We were talking about Joe Rogan deepfakes.
What's your opinion on trans people in sports?
I think they're faking it.
Whoa. All right.
All right. We got two more. We got two more, and we've had pretty good results. Like,
yeah. I think I've been bad at it. Will's not even trying. But you guys have been doing really good.
Well, I mean, we've had our misses, too.
Okay. No, we haven't. No, I haven't.
I was going to say, Ethan, I think he's gotten everything right.
I've gotten everything right in
all right,
my mind.
All right. I will try not to copy Ethan. Because it seems like he's winning.
All right, here we go.
At some point, it'll start.
Now that I have to edit,
who
this
wants to host this
play?
Segment next time?
Real Joe Rogan.
Just skip it.
Podcast.com.
It's really creepy because the Archer's staring at me.
I think it's over.
Is it just
these
loading?
Are playing.
Or are you just not pressing play?
No, they're playing.
I wish I could tell you. Tell you what, let's do a thing and then another thing.
So, am I the ass?
Yeah, it's goofy. The world's goofy. There's a lot of goofy shit out there, but just go with it.
That one's real tough.
I'm leaning towards fake.
They all sound like the same clip to me.
fake, they wrote it like he... One more time.
Yeah, it's goofy. The world's goofy. There's a lot of goofy shit out there, but just go with it.
It feels like the cadence.
It's fast. Yes.
Sped up?
It's real.
It's real, but sped
it's
up?
It's real. No, it's real.
All right. Well,
given that Ethan has a perfect track record, I don't think we even need to hear anyone else's answers.
Okay.
You know?
I know.
The game
I
is just
once
Ethan,
I put
Ethan
that out
versus
there,
the machine.
That's how the stakes get raised. Let's do it. Is it real?
Yeah.
Nope.
See, I knew once I put it out there. Once I put out there that I had 100%ed it. Get out of my house, all of you.
Can I pack up my stuff? Can I pack up my stuff?
All right, last one.
I need to find a new apartment.
Ethan, double or nothing?
Double.
Double.
Double or nothing.
She borrowed the book from him many years ago and hasn't yet returned it.
Returned it?
Why would you talk about that?
Say it again.
She borrowed the book from him many years ago and hasn't yet returned it.
That sounds so fake.
It's fake.
That sounds real fake.
I think it was fake as
it's
well.
It's too fake.
It was so...
It's real.
Oh, man.
It's too fake.
It's fake. Ding,
I knew
ding,
it.
Ding.
I knew
100%.
It.
100%.
Look at that.
All right. Good job, Ethan.
All right.
So I was, what, 5 for 6?
Yeah.
I think there were like 9.
I know,
10.
Joe, like the back of my renter's lease agreement.
So, hey, our turn, Ethan. The last 2 weeks, Will and I have been recording this by ourselves.
Shoot.
Did you happen to listen to them? Just out of curiosity?
Of course.
We actually listened to them together.
We always listen to the podcast together.
Okay.
We get on the phone and
we're in the same room, but we get on the phone, you know?
Archer's my other roommate.
It feels nicer that way. We have like these old phones. You might know from your childhood with the cords.
Yeah. Spirally,
and we like, yeah. But yeah,
they
go
get
to
twisted.
We had to buy a landline for this.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to do that like circle thing for each number.
It's so annoying, especially your number.
It's got a lot of zeros in
it. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, obviously, you guys know that. sorry. Obviously, because you've been listening, you guys know that the last couple weeks, I was teasing that, like, oh, yeah, well, the first week you guys were gone was, As I teased at the end of the episode, oh yeah, we'll have a special guest next week. That and you know, we'll have everything all lined up, and we'll have some special guest. I didn't name who it was, and we had like little hints and stuff. And then last week, we're like, all right, well, it looks like it's just Will and I. Arthur hasn't. Arthur.
Wait, he hasn't showed up. There, he didn't show up.
I don't know how to get him into the show.
I sent him a Discord link.
Oh, okay.
All right, whatever. Yeah.
So yeah, your guest didn't show up, and I need to address it because I teased it, and
yeah.
Then I had to talk about why it didn't happen. So yeah.
I think it has to do with contract negotiations.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So
to all our Japanese listeners,
here's the thing:
don't blame Tyler.
Exactly.
Just be disappointed in him.
I yes. mean, I know I am. I think it's time for the audience to be as well.
Okay. Fine. I just wanted to make sure it was addressed on the episode.
Well,
do you want
we can address it like in relation to last episode, but I do hear that next week we might have a special guest.
Boy, okay, Archer's words,
it
not mine.
It rhymes with meth. Dezos!
What? Meth?
Meth? Meth?
Did you know that he lived in these complexes when he first got married?
Wow, he had more humble beginnings than I thought.
Yes, and a stable marriage.
Oh well, at least one.
How
of them
is it
that
he's most known?
For he's not most known.
You us.
Just okay.
First
among,
thing I
that's
think
Jeff Bezos. He's the guy that got divorced.
He cheated on his wife. That's the first thing I think of.
He didn't cheat.
Look,
ooh, we got a Bezos defender.
Yeah. If you provide same day delivery to how many people?
Everyone?
Exactly.
I don't know. How many are named in the divorce? I'm sure you provided same day delivery.
Jeff Bezos personally provided first day delivery for.
I hear he tested out our delivery, 2 hour delivery.
I heard it was 15 seconds delivery.
Yeah. I've been working on perfecting in 2 minutes.
Great.
2 minute delivery. Holding out for. Hold on. Never mind.
Look at me getting off on withholding.
Do you get off?
Indeed.
I should check out season 5. Still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's better than season 4. So if you finished season 4, you should be able to finish season 5.
I finished season 4 because I had finished season 3.
It's yeah, season 3 is fantastic.
Arrested Development.
Thank you, Arthur.
Right, because if you listen to this podcast, you don't know. That
you started talking right. about it randomly.
have you guys?
You just alienated everyone who
Max
didn't know what
recently?
It was. That's just
no.
I guess good. That's how it works.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Arthur, did you purchase a Mac recently?
A what?
A Mac.
I was, but I spent all my money on the stand.
Ah. It's where they get you.
Did you not?
I've seen this, yeah.
Okay.
What?
So what is going on at Apple? They're falling apart.
What? Okay.
Right.
I have no idea what any of you are talking
okay.
about.
Okay. So WWDC, they announced, it's for the...
They have a pro desktop, so they got a bunch of shit.
And it's for companies, not for consumers. 100%. Individual consumers. The... entry level one was 5,000. The upgraded one was 6,000.
They're basically not worth getting unless you're going to pay the 12,000. Come on.
Sure. And then they were talking about like, oh, and you know, the wall mount or the mount, yeah, the wall mount, right?
It's not a wall mount. It's just a stand.
No, I'm getting to the stand. Okay. Like the wall mount thing, the universal mount, if you want to stick it on something, was $100, and then for $999 you can get the stand for the monitor. The $6,000 monitor, yes. So everyone's been making fun of them for that, and then people are freaking out because they said that iTunes was going away, and so it's like, where does my music go? Where am I going to get my books? Where am I going to get my podcasts?
So iTunes, instead of being one app for movies, music, things.
Yes, instead of being one giant bloated app.
It's now three apps. Podcasts, iTunes, and music.
Apple, cut it into
movies.
A bunch of pieces.
Man, that works. Why have one app on your phone when you can have a bunch of apps?
Well, hey, for me,
it doesn't exist on your phone as iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
You already have a music app on your iTunes.
Yeah, well,
you already
I have
a books app and a podcast app on your iPhone.
Well, I don't have
I was
going to
say, you don't have an iPhone.
But when I had an iPhone.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's but they're talking about like the desktops.
I know.
You
know
a lot of people, that's me as a Windows user who only uses it for music files, like managing my MP3s. I'm actually very excited about this because I'm hoping there will be
I'm hoping it'll run.
That's it, because I have this thing called iTunes that manages my MP3s, but it also manages books and audiobooks and articles from universities and all these like crazy things that I've never touched and no one has ever touched. You okay over there?
Is Ethan looking at memes on the podcast?
But so yeah, I'm hoping that there'll be a more sleek standalone music app that is Windows compatible.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it wasn't, because their music product works on Android because they
But that's the streaming.
Sure, but that's still what the music app is going to be on the iPhone.
As long as there's a way for me to manage music on my iPod
Touch. But that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. Then
that's their main concern is iPod Touches.
They just updated them.
When was the last iPod Touch released?
Well, they just updated it.
Like, that wasn't my question.
Well, you can buy them now? I don't understand your question.
Let's hire an assistant to do this kind of research on the
iPod
show.
Touch.
Oh, like the major revision? Like revision?
The most recent iPod Touch release. iPod Touch as a product.
Yes.
When was the most recent one launched?
It's been a while, but they just came out with a new stand.
May 28th.
Of this
of
year?
Of what?
Of 2019.
Yes.
Wait, what?
That's what I was trying to tell you.
iPod Touch is still being...
Jeez, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
But newest model
released?
Give me the number, the date, and the time.
But when?
So the thing with the display...
Yeah.
Is that you have to look at its competition.
Yeah.
So the display is like comparable to studio displays that are like $20,000 a piece and last like half as long. So the price for the actual display is completely reasonable.
But
the stand itself is, I haven't looked into it. I don't think people who are buying it are going to either.
No, it's one of those things of.
If you're
it's got a neat hinge, kind of like one of the original iMacs.
Anchor's going to come out with their own version of it for like $10, and it'll be fine.
The monitor?
No, the stand, because Anchor comes out with cheap but really good versions of everything. I need to buy Anchor stock.
Are they public?
I have no idea.
Oh well. We'll find out after the break.
Thank you to our sponsor, Anchor Stock, for sponsoring this episode. Please go to Robinhood, not our sponsor, and purchase some Anchor Stock.
Hmm. Just disclosure.
Lock down your financial security in the wave of instability. Anchor Stock.
Since Tyler's not editing this, we could like go really long, right?
As long as it comes out on time, I don't care.
What time is it? I go to bed at 10.
You'll go to bed at 10? You went to bed 40 minutes ago.
It's 10 fucking 40?
We started at 10.
Oh,
40.
Dear Lord.
Ethan.
Oh, my gosh.
You have neighbors.
I was planning on kicking you guys out 40 minutes ago.
I was hoping to leave 40 minutes ago, but I had to trouble.
You had the cable plugged into the wrong device.
That's what she said. Okay, well...
We've been trying to get pregnant for years, Doctor. What are we doing wrong?
Well, you got the cable in the wrong socket.
Honey!
Are we out of topics?
No.
Because I've got a topic.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right, this is going to be exciting. So I recently discovered that my DVD of Shawshank Redemption does not have the director's commentary.
Oh,
so I bought another version of Shawshank, and I've been listening to the director's commentary. And there's a scene where the bird, Jake, he eats a worm, And the director said there's like a ASPCA person who's there to make sure that the bird's rights are being held or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not being tortured. But she also had a fit about them feeding a worm to a bird. And she wouldn't let them feed the worm to the bird. So they had to get a worm that died of natural causes so they could feed it to the bird.
Okay. A worm that dies of sun exposure. Is that natural causes?
Or did you just leave it out in the sun?
Okay. I was thinking magnifying glass, but...
That's more direct, Ethan.
But it's still the sun. It's just faster.
Well, in that case... I will take a rock and crush the worm because eventually an asteroid's going to crush the Earth, so might as well just do it now.
Well, then, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just trying, just taking your example to an extreme.
I mean, I feel like your position gives me permission to kill you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is that all bets are off?
Okay.
I mean,
I like this worm perspective.
abort everyone at all times.
At all times, 24/7 abortions.
I'd like to have the choice.
Are you 18 years late on your abortion? Come on down.
Should we make birth legal?
If we make birth illegal, then only criminals will be birthed.
Oh, no. You're not going to be taking birth out of the hands of the good citizens.
Look, if you criminalize birth, all the black market births that are going to be going on.
We need to regulate it. Do you think of the taxes we could put on birth if it was legal?
Arthur, I mean, if you reduce it, the government taxing pushing a person out of your vagina is really overstepping.
Look, the government needs to get their hands off of their vaginas.
Get your hands off my vagina, baby.
Exactly. Archer, you are not impressed or amused
He's
by any of this.
He's just sober.
I'm sober.
Oh, thank you for laughing. That's really sweet.
I was actually
aborted. Oh, is that why?
Oh, you were aborted? Let's try again. Take two.
He was aborted from Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you.
I wish I could say the same.
Surviving gross, thrown away fetus on my couch. Take your placenta with you.
Do you want to tell this? You should tell the story of the chair that Will's sitting in. That you told us before we started recording, because Archer,
my dad's first piece of furniture.
Yeah,
that's the story.
You have Will sitting in.
Will is sitting in my chair, the only furniture that I owned when I moved into this place.
Where did this couch come from?
All of my furniture was given to me.
Oh, okay.
Half through Facebook Marketplace. I have a lot of friends who took it upon themselves.
You have a lot
of
friends. We get it.
Who took it upon themselves to. Find available free furniture.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been.
How much do you want to read into that?
I don't know how.
Fair enough.
Which, if I don't know how
you,
to
you
read
were,
into something,
you grew up in the Midwest. I guess.
No, okay.
Literacy is not a strength there.
No, literacy isn't a strength for homeschoolers. I spent 4 years in Missouri as a kid.
Fair enough. I spent 4 years in Ukraine, but I still get the Ukrainian heritage. So
right, because that's where you started.
Yeah, I know. It's a great place. Unfortunately,
no, it's not.
I have to market it. I'm legally required to say it's a great place, and I can't say contradicting things about it, no matter what my tone.
Can we deep fake some of Archer's positions on Ukraine?
So what were you guys up to? Did you have any funny stories since you've been gone?
Shoot. I moved.
Oh, right. Yeah, you moved?
When did you move?
What? Where did you move to?
That happened.
So how many days have you been here?
I've slept here two times.
So you've been here for 5 days.
Well, who's?
Yes. Because the first three I did coke the whole time. Since. That's weird.
I think you said Friday earlier, right?
Friday? Yeah. Friday.
Friday?
No, that's Friday.
Everybody. Ethan has a very confused look on his face.
My memory is I've been here since Friday, but I've only slept here 2 times.
So yeah,
but I also haven't slept anywhere else. Were
you abducted by aliens?
I think I was aborted.
His memories were aborted.
No, Friday. That's Friday. Hmm. Those days.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Arthur, did you move recently?
What's your excuse?
Yeah, I actually got divorced. So
again?
Yeah.
Typical.
Look, it wasn't working out. What are you gonna do?
Make it. Try.
I tried the first 3 times.
Did you try having a kid?
Okay, but you have
that'll
to,
fix it.
Archer, that was the second one.
If you try with one woman, it doesn't mean that the next one you're just like I tried.
Yeah.
It depends
on how similar they are, right? Like, if you find someone who's like, yeah, you're basically the same person.
Okay, twins. Well, you need to stop dating sisters, and it also doesn't work that way.
As someone who has dated sisters,
okay,
it kind of works that way.
Arthur, what is the story of you dating a set of sisters?
Well,
I
you know,
am legally not allowed to get into
that. Are always a great place.
Okay.
I spent some time in the Midwest.
I would like to point out that.
Do we have any listeners in the Midwest at all?
Not anymore.
Do any of us live in the Midwest?
My family.
So no listeners.
No listeners.
Yeah, they don't know I do this.
Okay, I would like to point out.
Anna doesn't even know.
She's been on it.
I'd like to point out that Arthur, he went away, you know, went to the Bay Area to live, and kind of we were out of contact for a little while, right? You know, we didn't see.
You guys were out of contact? We talked every night.
And then, we kind of got back into talking because of the Minecraft server, kind of, you know, regularly, and then that's involved in the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Right now, Arthur is doing the same thing. I want to call it a bit, but he does it consistently in the real world outside of recording, because there's things that we do when we're recording, and then there are things that I don't know. I just Arthur is always very vague about his
personal life. Right. I only recently found out he'd ever dated anybody ever.
That's good to know.
Three of us, let's all talk about what we understand about our personal life.
It's kind of an awkward position because I can't elaborate, otherwise I break the bit. I just wanted to say
that this is something that Arthur doesn't just do for the podcast.
Yeah.
Why are you guys defining my character?
You know what
Tyler does off the podcast? He drinks. he drinks on the podcast too. I think I'm thinking
drinking Mountain Dew right now.
Yeah. I know.
He's got a problem.
I consume beverages. Water.
He's addicted.
Orange juice. At this point I'm like what, 80% water? Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, you should be. I should touch you and like feel
more jiggly,
like a waterbed. That's got to be like 90% water, like a human.
Yeah, 10%.
Okay, but does 80% water mean 80% liquid? In your bones, can you have like water molecules?
That's what I'm saying. How much does your bones take up in your body?
Me,
how can
a
it...
lot. I'm
got a big bone.
Big boned. Just... I've got a big bone.
I got a bone to pick with you.
6.8 pounds
is my bone.
That's how much bone mass I have
in total.
Well, soft.
It gets heavier once you throw some blood in there. No, Arthur, I've known you longer than almost any of my other friends, and I know almost nothing about your life.
Friends?
Wow. Okay.
I would
first, I lose my shirt sleeves, and now a friend.
I'd like to point out, I didn't bring this up to try and poke and
yeah, but I'm break, okay, but I'm trying through. To turn the bus into that direction.
No, okay, well, we don't have time to turn a whole bus.
I'm editing it. I have time.
I'm trying to let us leave.
I'm trying to end the episode so Ethan can go to bed an hour ago.
Let's do the introspective thing with Arthur right now.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's 9:50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then your TV is wrong.
Yes. Wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just assumed that the clock on your TV was accurate. My bad.
I haven't turned that on since daylight savings.
Okay.
I
so we have another
like
hour, is what we're saying?
Three sure. different calendars, and they all have different dates on them.
Okay.
They're all manual. All have different dates.
That's what Ethan needs to do with his clocks.
Okay. There is one other thing that I wanted to bring up, because I wanted to... I met somebody the other day at work.
Does
and
Liz know?
It's a...
No. Short answer.
It's okay. She doesn't listen.
I had an interaction with someone at work.
It's not getting better.
Yeah.
There was an incident.
I didn't
work.
Say incident. I didn't say
HR
incident.
Was not involved.
Okay.
I bumped inside a
I had a conversation with somebody, and because it was like a first meeting, and stop it.
Was it just a one night stand?
It was
I can't
afternoon. Okay. So this guy at work, because I'm also trying to be, I don't want to give too much personal information stuff.
We'll fill it in for you. Don't
thanks.
Worry.
Okay. Thanks. So I was doing work stuff and I was checking in on, there was a group using some laptops. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, just pop my head in, check, you know, the laptops were doing okay. And he was like, yeah, everything's doing good. And he was like, hey, cause I have I wear a Leatherman on a leather pouch on my belt. And he's like, hey, what knife do you have? And it's a Leatherman. I pulled it out. I was like, oh, you know, I was like, you know, talking about it. And he's like, we got to talking about knives. And so in this conversation, I feel like I identified him as with my not training. And I want to confirm this mm-hmm. with Ethan. I suspect that he has like Asperger's or something. And
you've brought it to the closest thing you understand to be an expert. So.
Exactly. That's my thing. You're my expert on this. Mm-hmm. So, we were talking about knives and he knew a lot about knives in terms of like metals and how many, what's a good knife based on how many times you have to sharpen it. And he walked me over to the laptop that he was using, opened up Google Documents and pulled up a spreadsheet that he had made.
Oh my God.
Where he had like, it's not every single knife in existence, but he had all these rows of knives. How many, how many cuts you would need to use before you sharpened it.
No.
And he had multiple, like 10
And I feel
cones.
Like this is important.
Yeah.
What was he cutting?
He said rope.
For and what?
I don't know, but that was the example that he used. And just based off of the extreme attention to detail on a very specific thing, and he was very eager to talk about it. You know, it was like, oh, we're on this area that I'm an expert at. And then it was small, like body. Mannerisms. Like he didn't necessarily. Like he was able to. He was making eye contact, but it wasn't constant. And it was just the little things where I walked away from that thing going, based off of what I know, what Ethan has told me, and those observations, I'm gonna just identify him as Asperger's and be happy with myself for being able to identify it. And diagnose him.
Now he's diagnosed Asperger's. Good job,
so,
Tyler.
Thank you. I guess based off of those things that I explained, am I in the right ballpark?
Based on the data you've given me.
Yes.
Based on what I understand.
Yes.
No idea.
Okay, cool. Well,
in simply because it's it would be, I will agree with your assessment based on the data you've provided me.
Right.
I will in no way you don't, present my opinion on him
on based on third hand, based on the data fourth hand knowledge. Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is understandable, but
because are those, I mean, I
the flags that I picked up on are those the flags that or those things that.
Yeah, I trust your perception simply because you're not giving me one set of data. You're not going, oh, he was super interested and fixated on this particular interest. Sure. I mean, that would be ridiculous because I would put money on there's somebody out there who's neurotypical and loves knives, and if you bring up knives, he has an opportunity.
Sure.
So whatever. But
it seemed to you he had a lot of data, and he had said like. Because he had like points. He was assigning points to different knives, and he had said.
Did you ask him what the best knife was?
I was kind of like, well, I did. It was more general. Like, you know, it was like, so are certain, you know, because he was talking about like, there's like a lot of big name brands that are bad. Like, you know, you're just paying for you're paying extra for the name, and you're not getting a quality knife based on what you're paying for. And so I was like, oh, well, is it the metal, you know, or you should, if you're looking for a really good knife, or do you look for like what the type of metal is and stuff like that? And
fascinating.
And he was like, well, I assigned points based off of, you know, how many sharpenings, you know, how many cuts between sharpenings. But then he said like, yeah, but if there's like has a really nice handle or something, he'll add a couple extra points to it. So, it was just, interesting.
In an arbitrary fashion?
It seemed like it was his ranking, his personal rankings.
Mm. That doesn't mean arbitrary.
So, what's like the creepiest passion to have? Because knives yours. Is pretty close.
Yours.
I don't know. YouTube yours. Trolling Craigslist on YouTube is...
You're laying down horizontal in a small chair.
This is what's comfortable.
It's older than Ethan.
It is. It's what I was conceived in.
I'm lying where Ethan was conceived.
You'll be half the man the baby I was.
Half the man. I can't do fractions.
All right. So it is, according to your TV, it is almost 11, but that means it's almost 10 o'clock in real time.
And Tyler's ready to get home. And
I'm trying to be respectful of your time.
Well, you are the oldest.
Okay. That means I can stay up the latest. What logic are you trying to apply to this?
I don't know.
Okay. Mom said I had to go to bed at 10.
She's still telling you when you need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Do you listen?
Yeah.
She doesn't live with
you. You have to.
Why do you do that?
It's Mom.
You don't know she doesn't live with me.
Jody's your mom?
It's awkward, and I've been meaning to bring it up with you guys, but I guess here we go.
Jody is my mom.
Your mom, too? Wow.
We're brothers, yeah. If we're just making
high
whatever,
five, bro.
I'm not touching you.
High five, bro.
Am I your bro now? I feel like rules have changed.
I feel like you need to get out of the state. I've got a great address in the Midwest. Archer looks like he's ready to go. Yeah, okay, we'll end.
Well, red, right. Ironically.
Thank you for tuning in to the first ever Ethan's Residence Talking Fail podcast recording.
This is the first time we've all been in the same room.
First time? No, it's the second time. We've already done this. Second time we've ever all been in the same space. Yeah. I think we had a very productive conversation. We talked about Joe Rogan, deepfakes.
Half of it was visual stuff.
Transgender
that Ethan
athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything else. So,
do you have an RIP, Will?
I can't believe it's not RIP to Pat Sajak.
Who?
Pat Sajak.
You mean
that doesn't
he's married to Vanna White.
Who?
They're not married.
She spins a wheel.
Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, she's the one that spins the wheel in Wheel of Fortune.
That's not true.
She. It's not. Have and you then, ever seen Wheel of Fortune?
Right. Yeah, you have Vanna White spin the wheel, and then you say, "What is bankrupt?"
No. No.
I'd watch it.
All right, is that it for...
That is it.
No deal.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 Everyone invest in Joe Rogan as quickly as possible.
Athlete is not a real company. Bye-bye.
Mission accomplished.
Bye, guys.
What do I do? Hit record?
No. Stop.
And start recording.